Hi everyone, welcome again to another podcast from Teacher Joseph. Today we're going to talk about an event that's taking place in London. It's happening today and it's called The Trooping, The Colour. And this happens every year in June. Now it's really interesting because when people come to me for English lessons to improve their communication skills, they often ask me, do you have a day in the UK when you have the military on the streets, where you have, you know, tanks being paraded, soldiers with guns? And I usually say, no, we don't. But on reflection, actually, we do. But events like today are tied heavily to the royal family, not to the army itself or to the government. So it's really, it looks really symbolic, if that makes any sense. It doesn't make me think of war. And today, as I was saying, is the Trooping the Colour. And you can see lots of people dressed in red. These are soldiers. And they're heading towards Buckingham Palace from another place which is close by. We're going to read about it now. This is from the British Army website. Now, remember that the royals are the head of the army, symbolically. The king supposedly is the head of them, although it doesn't, of course, work that way during a war. He's a symbolic head. But let's read what it has to say about Trooping the Colour, which is happening today. It says, the official birthday of the sovereign is marked each year by a military parade and march known as Trooping the Colour, or the King's Birthday Parade. The event takes place each June on Horse Guards Parade, Whitehall, in front of crowds of onlookers, as well as being enjoyed by millions worldwide. The troops participating in the parade are drawn from fully trained operational officers and soldiers from the Household Division. So if you've ever been to the UK, Buckingham Palace, there's a few roads close by, and one of those goes up to Horse Guards Parade. And close by there, there's a lovely little cinema and theatre called the... Oh, I can't remember now, but anyway, if you're in Trafalgar Square and you walk down the steps, you're almost at both that little cinema theatre place as well as the Horse Guards Parade. Is it the ICA? The Arts Centre? Is that what it's called? Anyway, it goes on to say here, regimental flags of the British Army, historically described as colours, are consecrated and display insignia worn by soldiers of the respective unit, along with the unit's honorary distinctions or battle honours. And then it tells us a bit about the history, because in the past, of course, if you imagine any battle happening, the battlefield is going to be quite smoky. There'd be a lot of smoke, so it's not always easy to see your group's flag. So the bright colours that they were wearing in those days was a way to easily identify who your group were and who was the enemy. And it goes on to talk about that. It says, historically, the primary role of a regiment's colour was to provide a rallying point on the battlefield. So that places ceremonies like this firmly into history. And I think there's all kinds of connections you can make there. But it says the ceremony of Trooping the Colour is believed to have been performed first during the reign of King Charles, 1660 to 1685. And they're saying here that that actually happened in 1748. Well, that's a bit confusing. It says it was first performed during the reign of King Charles. He reigned 1660 to 1685. And then it goes on to say, in 1748, it was determined this parade should mark the official birthday of the sovereign. Right, so it happened first of all in the reign of King Charles, but then later, in 1748, they declared it an annual event. Interesting. So it happens each year, and I'm sure you can catch it on YouTube or on social media somewhere. And if you are interested in learning more, army.mod.uk/events can bring you up to date on that. So very interesting, the tripping of colour. It's important to point out as well that this is not the only one that they have. There's one in Scotland in August called the Royal Military Tattoo, which is something kind of similar. But I'm just looking here. It says, according to one of these historical websites, the first ever tripping the colour was in ancient Egypt in 3000 BCE. Oh, that's very interesting, isn't it? And, well, yeah, that's... It says here, experience the grand spectacle of thousands of soldiers and musicians marching in precision. Oh, yeah. I know that later today they will have a flyby. Isn't that where the aeroplanes fly by as well? No? I know there's something that the royals come to the balcony to watch. Let me just see what that is. I'm not sure if it's... a flyby, or if they watch cannons being let off. So it says the day's visual story begins with the royal procession travelling from Buckingham Palace to Horse Guards Parade. The sovereign, that's the king, he's escorted by mounted troops and other members of the royal family. Yeah, that'll be the queen, the wife. It says that they may appear in the procession either on horseback or in carriages. Really? Gee, I can't imagine her on a horse, but you never know. I'm talking, of course, about Camilla. The Queen used to do it, though. I think for her 80th birthday, or was it her 85th? There was a famous portrait of her on the back of a horse. How she got up there, I'll never know. But, of course, the royals are kind of horsey people, aren't they? Right, it's a gun salute that's watched. Let's see. I'm just reading through this, just so we can see here what actually happens. It's very complex. There's loads of things. It says here the final act at Buckingham Palace is lighter, but the mood is still very formal. The royal family appears on the balcony to observe a flypast by the Royal Air Force. The flypast provides a fitting capstone, loud, fast, and unmistakably contemporary, while still rooted in ceremonial tradition. Oh, that sounds very much like it's been written by AI, doesn't it? It has all the AI hallmarks there. And it says, if you want to celebrate it, you can have a little pomp and pageantry at home. No, thank you. It is very brass. I mean, if you watch them marching on the street, they've obviously been up early polishing the shoes, making sure their brass musical instruments are working well. Yeah, if you're actually planning to go, if you're in London, you do need tickets, and they are limited if you want a seat. But there are places you can watch. I mean, I'm sure from Trafalgar Square, you would be able to see something or around that area. It's very, very formal, though. Yeah, it's one of those moments where Victorian Britain comes to life. It says here, a good way to celebrate from home is to watch with the sound up. Oh, no, I don't think I'll be doing that. And it says you can make your at-home parade. Jeez. Yeah, find an old lady, put her on a horse. Yeah, and call her the Queen Consort. But the King as well, I mean, he's getting old, isn't he? So I don't know how he gets up there, but I suppose they have people to help them on and off the horses. They were kind of designed for that anyway, weren't they? It says here, music lovers can also make tripping the colour a reason to explore military band traditions. Oh, really? All you have to do is to embrace its spirit, orderly spectacle, respect for tradition, and a shared public performance. Yeah, I'll give that a miss, thank you. I might watch it on TV, though, just to see what they're doing. So that's happening today. They're Trooping the Colour. Now, important to mention here, it's not called Trooping of the Colour. I remember being told off for putting a preposition in there that shouldn't be there when I was at school. It's just Trooping the Colour, not Trooping of the Colour, even though it's the colour that's marching before you with the soldier's uniform. So there we are, Trooping the Colour. Buckingham Palace today, and that'll be on probably all over social media later. So if you do watch it, I'm sure the BBC will be broadcasting it live. They usually do, with someone sitting on the studio, you know, talking about the colours the Queen and King will be wearing today. I put the Queen first there, but of course it should be the King and Queen because she's the Queen Consort. Enjoy your day, everyone. And remember, if you like podcasts like this, do remember to like and subscribe. See you. Bye.
Joseph, the English teacher, guiding words like a preacher, chopping heads.